You're listening to the Estheticians, our new more podcast with Brady Hageman, episode number 144. Welcome to the Estheticians Are Anymore podcast. On this podcast, we talk about how to love your esthetician business without the hustle, exhaustion, or overwhelm as it blooms into a successful business. I teach simple ways how to approach your business that gives you your life back while still growing a profitable business. I grew BLH Beauty in San Diego to a six-figure business, and I learned a lot along the way, which I'm excited to share with you here. So let's get started. Okay, sorry. Before we get started, I forgot to tell you this one thing. Very important. Is on Monday, April 1st. I know it's April 1st. It's not an April Fool's Day thing. I'm offering another free webinar and training. I'm talking all about how to sell skincare, which is great because it really ties into today's episode. The theme of that webinar is how to sell skincare in your business without being cringy, and how to sell more of it in a way that's like really natural and easy for you. I'm also going to coach anyone who comes live to the webinar who raises their hand to be coached. And that basically means is I pull you on screen and I answer any questions you have and help you through things in your business totally for free. Use the link in the show notes to sign up for the webinar. And if you can't make it, still sign up so you can get a recording. It's the only way you get the recording. Okay, now on to today's episode. Okay, hi. I'm so excited to be back. I'm so excited to talk to you today. Last week's episode, if you didn't listen to it, was insane. It was so good. It was with David Valenzuela, and he talks all about microbiome and all sorts of skin stuff that I don't have a lot of knowledge on that really helped me understand things that I already knew and things that will really help you sell skincare, which is what we're talking about today. So if you haven't listened to that one, go back to episode 143 and hear all about that. Okay, today we are talking about selling more skincare, selling more products to your clients. And I know I have shared my story many times before on this podcast about how I used to be really good at selling products that I didn't actually carry. That I like, hey, buy this product. It's so good. And it was like, it was for so many of the reasons why we don't sell skincare. I didn't want to be like super cringy person that, you know, has dollar signs in my eyes, you know, that's like, oh, you need this cleanser. It's going to change your life. You know, it just, you all know, we have been there. We've gone to a spa and you just know they're just telling you to buy products because they have a sales quota they have to meet to keep their job. And so they're recommending like a $70 body lotion. And you're like, I am not spending $70 on body lotion. Like, I love skincare, but no, like, I'm not doing that. And we don't want to have that same relationship with our clients because we have a relationship-based business. So our business is built from the relationships we have with our clients. So if we hurt that relationship by being really kind of grimy and cringy and talking about products in a forceful or like demanding way, it's going to mess it up, right? Like, we're not going to want like, they're not going to keep wanting to come if this is like all of a sudden they've had this great service from you and now it's all of a sudden very weird and awkward where you're like, you need to buy this or whatever, right? Or if you're in the treatment and you're just like going on and on and on about a product and they're just like, why is she talking? I want to sit here quietly and like relax, right? So I'm going to talk about all of that today. I just mentioned before this that I have the free training. So if you're listening to this live, come to the free training. We're talking about this in depth. But I want to have you think about a couple of things when it comes to skincare. And I want to think about the word particularly investment. Okay. And again, I'm talking about this more in depth in the free trading. But what does the word investment mean to you, and what does it mean to your client? I'm going to give you a quick cheat sheet answer. And the answer is it means different, something different for everybody, right? So what may be expensive to you is like astronomically expensive to your client, or something that's expensive to them is like cheap to you, or whatever, right? Like we all have our different ideas of what we will spend money on and not. Like my husband is very into watches. Ever since I met him, he's loved watches. He never could afford them, and he'd always just be looking at them. And then after a few years of dating, I bought him, along with like his sister and a future brother-in-law and my parents, and we all put money together and bought him a watch that he had been just wanting so much. And then he recently bought himself a watch that he's been wanting for a very long time, because he's finally gotten to a stage in his career that he's been working at like unbelievably hard at. So it was kind of like he come on, let's get the watch, right? And so that was an investment, right, for him. And the money that he's found in watches, I just have no interest in spending in watches. I don't think he was like robbed. I don't think he's silly or stupid for liking the watch that's expensive, or that has that value, or for that investment that he made. I don't think any of those things. The way that I look at it is like he has things that are really interesting and important to him, and there are things that are really, really interesting and important to me. And they don't have to do the same thing. Like, some people love to spend money on shoes. Like, they will spend thousands of dollars on shoes, right? People like to invest in different things. And so when we talk about the word investment, and when it comes to skincare and your clients, I really want to first kind of pull back a little bit, because I think sometimes we can come in really hot and be like, why are you investing in facials and you're not investing in product? What you're doing at home is more important than what you're doing in the gym room. Yes, I would agree with that most of the time, right? That's like you like let's not don't spend a ton of money on service, a base, skin service, and then like not go home and use the products to keep it going. Like, or anything, right? Like, I pay money to get my lashes done. Like, wash your lashes, right? Like, if you got like a Brazilian, like exfoliate and do the things, right? Like, you already invested some money, invest a little bit more money to keep those results better. So, like, I understand why we say this a lot to our clients, where this is coming from, and the whole thing, right? And I think for some clients that sticks. They're like, okay, I get it. Like, I need to do both. Like, right? I can't just do one without the other. I think some clients just naturally inherently get that. People who are already, interested in skin, or have had been around the skin world a lot and like buying skin products. Like, it's not a hard thing for them to wrap their brain around. I was just gonna say it was not a hard sale, because technically, it is a sale, right? By telling them this, and then now they're buying the product. It is a sale that you're making. But really, you're trying to get them to understand concepts that they themselves will want to buy, that you're not trying to convince them to buy something that really comes from them. So I think about people like my mom, does not and has never invested in her skin. It still doesn't. Like, to this day, she's 70 now, right? Like, it has never been a thing. It's never been on her list of things. And she is not a finance person at all. Like, she gets her hair cut regularly. She definitely gets it dyed regularly because she doesn't have great hair. But even like when I was growing up, she wasn't like a glamour, like needed hair and makeup and everything done. She's just like a pretty low-key person. Which actually was really refreshing as a young child, side note. But so I think about her and someone who, as she's gotten older, like, sure, she has like fine lines, wrinkles she doesn't love, but the price tag of anything always scares her off. And it's not like that she didn't have the money to invest in it. It just didn't seem like a good investment for her. So I want you to think about your clients who maybe fall into this range. You may have clients, like, unless you do something like really specialized, like pigmentation or acne or something that, like rosacea, when they come in and they're like, I will do anything to get rid of this. If you're just working with general skin conditions, fine lines and wrinkles or other things people don't love about their skin, but they don't have maybe the same motivation and the same like drive, like get it done. How are we selling products to them? How are we, and they aren't naturally like excited about a cleanser or serum. Like my mom's not like, ooh, it's a vitamin C serum, like me. And like, ooh, let me see it. Let me see, how does it feel? What does it smell like? And like, then, you know, like I've almost been super, I've always been super excited. That is not her thing. So how can we get her to see the investment without being condescending, without being cringy, without talking to her about it and make it kind of feel like it is something that she really wants? There are three things I think are really important when you're approaching skincare in this way. One, I don't think using the word investment is always the best route with this type of a client. I'm not saying it doesn't work. I'm not saying it doesn't connect for some people, but investment can be a word for someone who has never invested in their skin before as like expensive, as overpriced. That's what they see, investment. An investment with skin, it's like a scam. Like my husband, like there's a lot of things in the world that I'm happy to pay for or would be happy to pay for. And I tell them, like, oh, X, Y, and Z. He's like, that is crazy. Like, he doesn't see the investment. So if I came to him and was like, getting lashes is an investment, like I'm trying to girl math him, right? Like, getting lashes are an investment because now I'm not spending time putting on mascara every day, and like I look up like I'm ready, and like I don't have time to get ready, I can still look good for my clients, and it's like so much better as like a mom, and like I can like try to like go the investment route, right? Like this is product that's gonna help you, like blah blah blah, right? But like all they hear when they hear the word investment is like scam, overpriced, sales technique, right? Like it's a tactic to get you to buy it because it's an investment, right? Right? Like, do you understand, right? Like, I hope you're like nodding, right? Like, yes, this is like, yes, I've heard this, I've felt this with other things in my life. And same, I like, if I was going to go buy a watch, I'm like, it's an investment. I'd be like, that's not that compelling for me. I'm not like, oh, it's an investment. Like, oh, wow. Like, I can make more money from it one day or whatever. So, in this type of a situation, I think a few things. Again, don't use the word investment. Make it as simple as possible. So simple. Make the routine simple. Explain the products simply, why they need it. They have fine lines and wrinkles. It does this, and that's what you want. They have pigmentation. It does this, and that's what you want. They have whatever, it does this. This is what they want. We need to make it as simple for them as possible. My mom, my husband, they don't want the long version. Actually, that made me think of the other day. As you may know, my husband's a pilot. He was like talking about Boeing, and there's like lots of drama in the plane world about Boeing lately. I'm not trying to like cause any panic, but whatever. There's like lots going on there. So he starts going really into detail about clean stuff. And I have a very short fuse for this because he went to school and I learned all about planes. And it got to the point where I was like, I can't talk about planes anymore. So he's like, go off on this plane tangent. I'm like, okay, I have very small bandwidth for any more plane stuff. Like, just tell me the point, right? Which is the same for you. Like, your clients are going to have that same idea. They have very small bandwidth of actually hearing about skincare stuff. They just want to know why, how. What They don't need to know like all the things. And I was like, yeah, okay, now it's my turn. I'm gonna start talking about I'm sorry. I was gonna say, I was start talking about okay, I'm sorry, he laughed me. I said, I had to talk about melanocytes. I can't. And he was like, okay, you just made up a word. So I was like, I did not. I was like, I'm gonna talk about melatonin. And like, I just started seeing all of these skin words. And he's like, you're making up words. And I'm like, no, I'm not. Right. Yeah. I could be like, this product is an investment because the melanocytes in your skin, and I need invest this, and it's doing this. And then I could like, right? Like, so now I'm lost, Nick and my mom. They both actually have the same skin concerns. They want to have less wrinkles. That is both of their goals. They're very different people, different stages in their life, different skin. The goal is the same. Goal is the same. So how am I going to get these two people who have the same goal, who have the same interest in skincare, which is very little, who don't want to spend money, very little money, as little as possible to get the biggest result, right? They don't want to go into Sephora. They don't want to shop online for skincare. Okay. These are the hardest people I think to sell products to. That's why I'm kind of going on a rant with these people and why we were going to rethink the word investment around these people. How am I going to get them to think this is a good idea? Not use an investment. Not use words that are very sciencey. That over-explain what the products do. Simple. Simple, right? Simple. To be very simple when you say what it does. And then how to use the product. How long it lasts, how to use it. That's it. And like my husband, I know, and this is these things that you can kind of, as you get to know people and it's easier to sell to them, like I know he will wear SPF. He doesn't care how much it costs, honestly. If it's like $100, I mean, he'd spend a few bucks. That's not a problem for him on the SPF. As long as it does not drip when he sweats, because he's on an airplane, he gets hot, his face gets very sweaty. He doesn't want it to like drip in his eyes or like feel weird on his skin. He doesn't want a white cast. But he also wants it to stay on all day or as long as possible. He doesn't want one that he kind of wants to feel it on his skin, right? He wants to kind of feel it. And so him and I have been through lots of sunscreens because I'm trying to get the right sunscreen for him. And I ended up getting like a kid stick sunscreen that was clear, like SPF 50, whatever. It's easy for him to apply. He's like, he came home and he's like, I just hate the way it feels on my skin. I'm like, well, how long do you rub it in for? He's like, I didn't rub it in. So he's just using this sunscreen stick and just like rubbing it on his face. No wonder it wasn't working, right? But these are the things that help you sell products. Like knowing maybe a person doesn't like the way sunscreen feels on their face. Like, how are they gonna use it in a way that's sustainable for them that they actually like that they'll buy it again? I actually don't sell the product to him. I just buy it somewhere else. But if I sold that product, that would be such a big part of step three. How do you use it in a way that's effective? They like, they'll keep using it. Okay. Same with my mom. Like getting her to use a cleanser at night, she's like a makeup wipe person. It has to be like easy for her to use. She's tired. She uses a makeup wipe because it's just easy. So how can I get it to be just as easy for her? How can I solve that problem for her? Like, okay, I know you like the makeup wipes. I want you to try this. Just try it. I'm gonna try it for 2 weeks or a week or just however long you'll give me, right? Give them a little challenge. And I want you to, when you give them this cleanser a try, and I'm gonna use it this way, and I use this much of it, and this is how we do it. And these are all the tips to make it easy and quick and fast, and you'll love it. Right? That is much more enticing than being like, here is this cleanser. It's going to help you with fine lines and wrinkles. It's $42 and it'd be really good for your skin type. And this is the scientific reason why. I'll hold up a pen for those of you who are not to the video. But you can see how different that is. I'm actually simply talking to them in a way that they understand, not using crazy words that are gonna trigger an automatic, like, oh no, this is a scam. and telling them how they can use it easily. Okay, so this is all of the things that we are talking about today in today's free webinar. If you are listening to this after today, depending on how long you listen, you can still maybe get the replay. But I want you to come because if you're struggling with this at all, if you're like, okay, I understand what you're saying now, Brittany, but I don't know how to execute that, come. Let's talk about it. That's what the coaching part of that is for. I want to help you sell skincare. The best way to make more money in your business is to sell more skincare. And it's going to help your clients. People are going to love it. It's a win for everybody. Okay, that is it for today. Thanks for listening. I hope today's audio is better. I finally found my headphones in a box that I unpacked almost a year ago that I haven't unpacked. It sounds good in my ear. So I hope it sounds good for you in your ear. Thanks for listening. Thanks for being here. I'll talk to you next week. Have a great week. Bye for now. Hey, if you like this podcast, please rate and review on whatever podcast platform you're listening to. I cannot tell you how much that helps my podcast grow. So you can click 5 stars if you like it and you want to give me 5 stars. And please leave a review about telling me why you like it so that I can help other estheticians grow their business. Thank you so much.